I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Of Syria's 11 million displaced people, 8 million are children. Many of them know nothing but conflict and have been severely traumatized. Biblica is one organization working to counteract their suffering. They're using a scripture booklet called The Survivors to introduce children to the hope of Christ. Biblica's LaRue Anderson.
Well, we have found out that there's not a lot of resources available for children that are going through these types of crisis situations. So it's just a powerful, engaging scripture resource that really kind of walks children through some very specific emotions that kids are facing as they go through a crisis.
Biblica is cutting through the politics of the crisis to put Christ at the forefront. You can learn more about this resource at missionnews.org. And imagine putting all of your time and energy competing against your peers to win a prize that won't last long. Sound unfulfilling? Linda Pervnecki of China Partner will tell you that China's young people would agree.
There's so many young people that are coming out of the education system that they always have to compete, and I think that just becomes exhausting over a long period of time.
And that's why it's up to the church to show the next generation that there's hope and fulfillment in Christ. China Partner is providing resources for indigenous leaders so pastors and churches can better reach young people across China.
We also try to match specific training in youth ministry so that volunteers or youth leaders that they have in their churches can get trained.
If you'd like to partner with China's churches to reach young people, learn more about it at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Set Free Ministries offers a free book this month called Excelling in Relationships. Get yours at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.